Arithmetics Diagram, Basic Eastern Defense. A brief summary of one of Professor Fitch's arithmetics lectures at Armedius Academy. The Eastern Defense is versatile against multiple opponents, but is difficult to produce both because of its use of the nine-point circle and the difficulty in building a nonagon missing three sides. Nine small outer circles, attached at the bind points, help with defense and coordination of attacking chalklings. Variations of the Eastern, including binding defensive chalklings to these external circles. Tracing lines are included in the diagram for instruction purposes, but would not be drawn on the actual defense. The irregular nonagon gives this defense a great deal of stability. Note the three missing nonagon legs. The inscribed polygon adds stability and protection in case of breach, but restricts movement. Prologue. Lily's lamp blew out as she bolted down the hallway. She threw the lamp aside, splashing oil across the painted wall and fine rug. The liquid glistened in the moonlight. The house was empty, silent save for her panicked breathing. She'd given up on screaming. Nobody seemed to hear. It was as if the entire city had gone dead. She burst into the living room, then stopped, uncertain what to do. A grandfather clock ticked in the corner, illuminated by moonlight through the broad picture windows. The city skyline spread beyond, buildings rising 10 stories or more, spring rail lines crisscrossing between them. Jamestown, her home for all 16 years of her life. "I am going to die," she thought. Desperation pushed through her terror. She shoved aside the rocking chair in the middle of the room, then hurriedly rolled up the rug so that she could get to the wooden floor. She reached into the pouch tied to a loop on her skirt and pulled out a single bone-white length of chalk. Kneeling on the wood planks, staring at the ground, she tried to clear her mind. Focus. She set the tip of the chalk against the ground and began to draw a circle around herself. Her hand shook so much that the line was uneven. Professor Fitch would have been quite displeased to see such a sloppy line of warding. She laughed to herself, a desperate sound, more of a cry. Sweat dripped from her brow, marking dark spots on the wood. Her hand quivered as she drew several straight lines inside the circle, lines of forbiddance to stabilize her defensive ring. The Matson defense. How did it go? Two smaller circles with bind points to place lines of making... scratching. Lily snapped her head up, looking down the hallway at the door leading to the street. A shadow moved beyond the door's clouded window plate. The door rattled. "Oh, Master," she found herself whispering. "Please, please." The door stopped rattling. All was still for just a moment. Then the door burst open. Lily tried to scream, but found her voice caught in her throat. A figure stood framed in moonlight, a bowler hat on his head, a short cape covering his shoulders. He stood with his hand on a cane to his side. She could not see his face, backlit as he was, but there was something horribly sinister about that slightly tipped head and those shadowed features. A hint of a nose and chin reflecting moonlight, eyes that watched her from within the inky blackness. The things flooded into the room around him, angry, squirming over floor, walls, ceiling. Their bone-white forms almost seemed to glow in the moonlight. Each was as flat as a piece of paper. Each was made of chalk. They were each unique, tiny picture-like monsters with fangs, claws. They made no noise at all as they flooded into the hallway, hundreds of them, shaking and vibrating silently as they came for her. Lily finally found her voice and screamed.